are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. I don't want to complain, and I don't want to sound ungrateful, but I'm really getting sick and tired of these medical news articles being written in such a fashion that I can't understand them. Okay. This happened the last hour, too. There was a great study I thought I could talk to you about, and it was so confusing. Get this. Okay. One of the headlines today, right, in health headlines, is how tumor evolution is more complex than imagined. Okay, so I'm thinking, tumor was in the ocean, then tumor got on land. Okay, just take a look at this first paragraph. This is what I got to deal with. You see what I got to deal with? Look at this. Tumors examined in a laboratory exhibited far more heterogeneity and mutations than previously recognized, suggesting that personalized medicine strategies based on a single biopsy underestimate cancer's ability to evolve, adapt, and resist treatment, investigators said. Yeah. Huh? What did that just say? Yeah, again, that was an actual full sentence. Again, full sentence. I don't know what the noun is. I don't know who I don't know the subject. I don't know the verb. I think there was an adverb in there. Yes. And this one had a participle. What are they trying to tell us? Okay. All right. Okay. Well, maybe the next sentence will help. Let's read the next sentence and see if it'll help us figure out the first sentence. Examination of multiple samples from the same tumor showed 60-70% of somatic mutations did not occur across all tumor regions. And gene expression profiles associated with good and poor prognosis were found in different regions. Okay, I still don't know what the heck it says. I'm not going to talk about it. You see what they made me do? You see what they... You don't confuse me. Don't confuse me, okay? If you're going to... And this isn't something in one of the fancy-schmancy medical journals that I was supposed to understand as a medical student. I don't have to understand now that I've been out of practice for multiple years. This is something that's just, all over the internet. Somatic, gene expression... No, sorry. And on top of all that, that font was less than 6 point. All right. So, yes, I'm grumpy. I am grumpy. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Many of you know I have been doing double radio duty. I've been doing drive time morning at KDWN for this week, filling in for the fabulous Heidi Harris. And then, of course, I do my show with Genesis Communications Network. I love it, love it, love it. Working in my clinic in between. So, honestly, they got to make things a little easier for me. I'm doing a lot of hours of radio this week. You got to make it easy. I need a bigger font, and I need words that I can understand. I mean, make a sentence look like you have a subject and a verb. Don't throw a bunch of big, fancy, schmancy scientific terms in it and hope we forget that a verb wasn't in there. Uh-uh. Okay, because somebody's going to figure it out. Okay, so what are we going to talk about? Well, again, estrogen is in the news. Now, estrogen has gotten a bad rap for the last 10 years. Ever since 2002, we've been telling you estrogen bad. Estrogen bad. Well, today, no, actually, I think it was yesterday, study came out saying estrogen can actually help. It may actually reduce breast cancer risk. So if you're as confused as I am, don't worry about it. I'm confused, too. Estrogen, I did a double take. I'm like, wait a second. For 10 years, you've been telling us it's bad. Now you're saying it's good. All right. Also, we've been talking about narcotic painkillers. We've been talking about how doctors need to prescribe less. Doctors may be going to jail, like we see what's going on in California. And yet we keep forgetting to look at our veterans. And apparently many of our vets that have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan are addicted to narcotic painkillers. So this is an issue that's not going to go away very easily. Also, looks like Toyota has a huge, massive recall. We're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about many other medical highlights as they come. And, yes, there are highlights. I know everybody's still kind of talking about Super Tuesday. I don't think so. To be honest, I think people are really, really getting sick of this whole presidential primary. I think people are getting a little tired. I think people are getting a little nervous. Like I told you, I think the candidates are showing some fatigue. And Super Tuesday was very, you know, productive for Santorum and for Romney. And Gingrich thought it was pretty productive with him winning Georgia. But again, nothing is solidified yet. So I don't think we're in any better position knowing where we're going with this than we were before Super Tuesday. So it's going to go on. And it's going to go on. It's probably going to go on to the convention. And I know many people are frustrated. When I did morning radio today on KDWN, you can see people frustrated. Because while all this is going on, you know, we are really, really, really worried about some very serious impending things. And gas prices. We don't talk about gas prices a lot on this show. That's some serious stuff. Okay, nobody is listening to people who are complaining about what's going on with gas prices. Now, me being a medical show, I'm going to be talking about more drug prices that, again, going up. I guess senior drug prices going up triple. It's not being covered, not a lot of media attention because, you know, we're all watching the primary and there's a lot of red, white, and blue on the screen, which is pretty, my favorite colors. I don't think anything's going to get done. I think we are going to wait, at least until next year to see anything happen. And I'm extremely frustrated by that because I'm looking at right now my studio and I have just study after study of people who cannot pay for their medications, of medical treatments coming up around the horizon. We're also going to be talking about how there's a new treatment that they believe may work to help prevent the rejection of transplants. This is kind of some cool stuff. Pretty fancy schmancy, and I'm assuming it's going to be pretty expensive. And I don't even want to talk to you guys about these new advancements if there's no chance in heck we're going to be able to pay for them later. So, we'll kind of sift through this. We're going to be coming up on break. Also, looks like there's a warning with skin cream, soap, and mercury, apparently toxic levels of mercury. Now, I don't really use a lot of facial creams. I think I do. Make my skin look a little smoother. But this involves soaps. So we'll talk about mercury and what that could do to us. So as you can see, very, very busy day. So please call in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And realize if you miss any of my shows, you can go to my website at Dr. Dahlia. Hit that on-demand button. You can hear me 24/7. Okay, I think I hear the music in the background. We're going on break. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. Michael from Trenton writes, Dr. Dahlia, what do you suggest for back pain, acute or chronic? Because I get both. Great question, because actually, I've had a pretty good bout of back pain this week and probably some of the worst I've ever had. And I can't even imagine what many of you go through, especially a lot of my truck drivers. Okay, acute back pain. Let's quickly review. All right, why is your back hurting when your back hurts acutely? Okay, it's usually the muscle. Most likely, your muscle gets stretched or gets pulled or gets strained. You usually sprain has to do with ligaments, strain with the T has to do with muscle. So it's more of a muscular pain. Could be from inflammation. Could be from some little fibers got torn. Like I said, I've been doing morning drive all week. And one of the chairs in the studio, I guess, works with my back. And as soon as I get up from doing, my shift, my back is stiff. So acute back pain, you ice. You have to ice. Because, again, inflammation. What happens when you sprain your knee? What happens if your knee swells up? Right? You put ice on it. So you want to ice because for inflammation, it helps decrease inflammation. How? You constrict your blood vessels. When you constrict your blood vessels, they vasoconstrict, and then they seep less fluid as opposed to vasodilation that can happen with heat. So you apply ice. Of course, you rest, depending on if your doctor allows you anti-inflammatories. Now, me, since I'm married to my husband, a chiropractor, I ran straight to him. And it was interesting because he didn't even have to adjust me. As he positioned me to get ready to adjust my lumbar spine, boom, I heard the click. And so what probably happened is I just went out of alignment with that chair. You know, I mean, 2-3 hours could go by pretty quickly. I think I did 3 hours yesterday. And, you know, sitting in the same seat, not getting up, not moving around, you could still knock yourself out of alignment. People think that you have to be lifting a television to hurt your back. I'm going to tell you, most of the patients that come in with back pain that throw their back out, it's because they leaned forward in their desk, at their desk to pick up a piece of paper or to pick up a pen. Or many of you truck drivers, right, you lean over to the passenger side because something fell, right? Or not the passenger side, but over, right? You know, that's when a lot of times we hurt our back. So acute, ice, a lot of times anti-inflammatory, physical therapy or chiropractic, sometimes massage. And, you know, I mean, of course, I'm assuming it's not because you fell off a roof and fractured your back. That's a whole other story. You got to get x-rays, all right? Now, chronic back pain, which many of us unfortunately have to look forward to, which I'm not, but you know what's coming, is more from arthritis within the spine. Now, of course, if your spine is subluxated, okay, that's not a full-blown dislocation, but if some of the vertebrae have been shifted, all right, a lot of the muscles that attach are going to shift and spasm too, which is why people with chronic back pain go through flare-ups and bouts. Again, with the flare-up, you treat the exact same as acute. You ice anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxants help too, but sometimes analgesics, pain pills, etc. But the problem with the chronic back pain is it's chronic, which means it could come back. And we've talked about this with your vertebrae. If your vertebrae are in a position that's not the most pristine or the most ideal, the bone-on-bone, which a lot of us have because our discs in between the vertebrae start to desiccate and dry out. We've talked about this with our discs, right? Let's go back a step. You know you have the vertebrae, right? And then in between your vertebrae, you have your discs. And the discs look like pillows. Look at them as like, you know, real nice fluffy pillows. You know, sometimes when you go to a hotel, you have a big, nice, fluffy pillow. Yet at home, your pillows are nice and flat. Well, as we age, our pillows go from nice and fluffy down to flat. And it's called disc desiccation, where they dry out. This is the number one cause of our loss of height as we age. You lose your disc space, and those discs, there's some pretty good millimeter height to those. So if you're losing multiple disc space, you end up shrinking in your height. Now, of course, osteoporosis does it. Your back or your body starting to lean forward, getting a kyphotic type of position, we call it. You know, you looking more hunched can also cause you to shrink your height. But the disc desiccation is a biggie. I've already shrunk a half an inch. I was 5'6" in high school. I'm now 5'5.5". Now, my tushy hasn't shrunk. I wish it would, but my height has. So that's what you do. When you age, you get shorter and fatter. So going back then to chronic back pain, when your discs desiccate or they bulge, right, or you have any shifting with your vertebrae, some of the bone is getting closer to the bone of the vertebrae above it and below it. And so if you take an x-ray, you start to see something called osteophytes. And these osteophytes are little pieces of bone that start to grow as a defense mechanism to grow away from the other bone. Now, this can be very, very painful and very, very difficult to fix. This is why I am a huge advocate of our youth. When you get slammed and sacked in football and fall in soccer and, you know, basketball, I mean, any of your sports, hockey, hit the ice in hockey, you might want to see a chiropractor, because if you were knocked out of alignment, the best time to put you back in alignment is when you just injured yourself. If not, you're going to be what happened to me, where I didn't really discover chiropractic until my 20s. And by then, my back already healed off. You know, trying to realign after you have all that scar tissue is very difficult. And then, you know, I have bone on bone, I have bony spurs. In fact, some of my mid-thoracic vertebrae has fused. I used to run. And I used to run outside of the street on asphalt, you know, listening to my Duran Duran and my Def Leppard, right? I used to run, jog, etc. And I now have, you know, fused bones in my back. Luckily, thank God, I don't need pain medication. The chiropractic is keeping it at bay. But, you know, if I'm having some issues now, you know, I worry a little bit how things are going to be in the next few decades. So chronic back pain, what do you do? Well, first, you know, let's get an x-ray, figure out what the heck is going on. Okay, go to your doctor, have that checked out. Of course, physical therapy, massage, chiropractic usually helps. If you have a pretty severe disc bulge, again, then I would say we got to get you into an orthopedic or a neurosurgeon. Sometimes we won't be able to tell that disc bulge until we do an MRI. Now, what would be some signs of a pretty significant disc bulge, right? Or significant disc issues or back issues? Well, one, severe pain, but two, the pain radiates. And where does it radiate? Down to the left cheek, the buttock, the right buttock. Forrest Gump, my buttock. Also down the legs, down the thigh, from the thigh down to the calf, sometimes down to the foot. And it's very interesting because patient will come in and say, Dahlia, I have pain, and it goes down the back of my leg but stops at the knee. Okay, well then I know where you're having your disc issue. It's probably between L4 and L5, your lumbar spine, L4 and L5. Somebody goes, it's going all the way down the leg, then you're thinking between L5, S1. So sometimes we can diagnose you just by what you say. Is that amazing? Is that amazing? A doctor can come up with a diagnosis without doing an expensive test? What did we do before MRIs, really? Did we never diagnose disc issues? But I got to tell you, we want to do the MRI because, you know, God forbid you have a prostate cancer and you have a metastasis to the lumbar spine. I mean, we need to know what's going on. Well, you know, when I did ER in Lake Havasu, Arizona, there was a gentleman that had just tripped and fallen. But he had really severe neck pain. So I x-rayed. I mean, I know, you know, people can't stand us x-raying. And even though it wasn't that bad a fall, he was really hurting more than he should have for this trip and fall. And he had multiple cervical spine fractures. We immediately put him in a neck brace. And the more you look at it, the closer you look at it, he was an older gentleman, you saw very, very fuzzy tight bone. Well, it was prostate cancer that went to the neck. And very sad case. I needed to send him up to Las Vegas for him to be worked on by the neurosurgeons. I was in Lake Havasu, so you'd either fly the people to Phoenix or you'd fly them to Las Vegas. In this particular case, we were going to fly him to Las Vegas. Now, he did not want to be in the neck brace. He didn't want to be in the neck brace. And he was fighting it. He wanted to get up to go to the bathroom. So the other ER doc gave him a urine collector, and he was mad. But the doctor said, look, you get out of the neck brace, you could die. You could paralyze yourself. Don't do it. Well, the gentleman was really mad, really upset. And who knows, maybe the prostate cancer was going to his brain. In the frontal lobe of the brain, you get personality changes. So I'm assuming if the neck looked that bad, I wouldn't be surprised if the prostate cancer went to the brain. And he was really mad, really stubborn, you know, and I've only seen that in people where, it's more ominous. So he goes, flown to Phoenix. He gets fed up being in the brace. He takes it off and he collapses because he, again, paralyzed. Very sad case. But I'm not telling you this to scare you. But if a doctor goes, let me x-ray, it's not because he wants to make money and make his car payment. You know, let us do the x-ray, take a look, see what's going on. All right, great question. Thank you. All right, guys, we got more medical news on the way. Don't go away and still send those emails to drdahlia.com and call us at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So this is really interesting here. Okay, so now estrogen is going back the other way here. They say estrogen-only hormone replacement therapy may reduce breast cancer risk. Now, let me read you this, and then we'll quickly go back to the other study that happened back in 2002, the Women's Health Initiative. They're saying right now that even though some forms of hormone replacement therapy can increase breast cancer risk, right? They have found new evidence that estrogen only may actually reduce your risk of breast cancer. We are talking women studied for 6 years were 23% less likely to develop breast cancer 5 years after they had stopped the therapy compared with women who never received the hormone replacement therapy. They also said women taking the hormone replacement therapy were less likely to die of breast cancer. Okay, now this is almost opposite. I'm not going to say completely opposite. This is almost opposite the thinking we've had over the last 10 years. Now, why is this so important? Okay, well, it's important to bring this up because 1 in 8 of us, and I think that number is going to rise to 1 in 7 or 1 in 6, get breast cancer. I mean, it's at the point now where, with all my friends, I don't know any one of us that doesn't have breast cancer in the family. I have it in my family, my neighbor, I mean, everybody I know has some sort of breast cancer in the family. Okay, and if you decide to just look at the 1 in 8 number, just count around you. You know, people driving next to you there, people at work, just go 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, I mean, number 8 may be getting breast cancer. So if they're actually playing with the idea that there's something out there that reduces the risk, many women are going to want to go on it. But this is starting to go against conventional wisdom. Now, let's go back to pre-2002. When I was a medical student in the 90s, okay, I was taught that you put all menopausal women on estrogen, not because they're going to get grumpy and divorce their husbands, but because it would almost be malpractice if you didn't. The thinking was, don't let a woman go through menopause. Why? Because the bone loss. The bone loss within the first 5 years of menopause is severe. And men, again, not to switch subjects here, men, you lose bones as well. And I'm not just talking back and the whole degenerative disc disease. Your actual bone, long bone, hip, spine, the content of the bone, you lose too. And you're at risk for bone fractures and hip fractures as well. So nobody really wants to lose their bone density. Men seem to hold it a little bit better than women. Okay. And with women, we've noticed if we gave them estrogen, their bones were good. I mean, it worked. It worked. And back then, we were told that it protected the heart, that you have to give a woman estrogen because it protects her heart. The reason why we were taught in the 90s that a woman's heart risk equaled men after they turned age 50 is because of menopause. Remember we talked about cardiac risk factors? A man age 40 is considered a risk factor, but a woman age 50, she doesn't seem to be that much at risk before age 50. But after age 50, even though you and I have known women that have had heart attacks in their 40s, and unfortunately they don't get diagnosed because many people don't present with chest pain. They present with shortness of breath or something else because nobody, you know, thinks that this could be going on in a 40-year-old woman, even though it happens. But a woman's risk for heart disease appears to occur when they're older than 50. So it was linked to the estrogen going down. So like I said, back in the 90s, we were told you got to put a woman on estrogen immediately. If you're even thinking she's menopausal, she has a hot flash, I don't care, throw on estrogen. So we did. Then came the Women's Health Initiative in 2002, where they were studying women who were on estrogen only and estrogen with progesterone, and they found that breast cancer risk was pretty significant, as well as heart risk. In fact, somebody tried to disprove that study, a cardiologist, a female cardiologist, tried to disprove the cardiac risks. And she was taking hormone replacement therapy and actually died before she finished the study of a heart attack. All right. So in 2002, doctors were scared manureless. I mean, we were scared. So we stopped prescribing. Not all of us stopped prescribing it, but I know many of us family docs were like, look, you know, I'm not sure what's going on. This is a complete about face from what we were taught. And actually, I didn't stop prescribing it. Until one of my families, very interesting story, pretty quickly. I had a female patient, lovely, lovely lady. I still see her and her family as a patient. She comes in and she sees it kind of as a new patient, but her blood pressure was high. And this was pre-2002. And I noticed her blood pressure high. And I had gotten a little nervous. And I knew that estrogen caused blood pressure elevations. So I told her, look, I just got to tell you, I don't know if it's your estrogen or not. You may want to touch your gynecologist, but your blood pressure is kind of high and it could be the estrogen. So she ends up talking to her gynecologist and she goes off the estrogen. 9 months later, she does a mammogram and they find a breast mass, gets biopsied, it's cancer. She actually had stage 2 breast cancer. She got it removed, went through therapy, cancer free. I get a note from her husband a few months later, saying the attorney wants my records. I don't know why the attorney didn't ask for it, but the husband wanted them because he said that they could sue. Once the 2002 Women's Health Initiative came out, doctors prescribing estrogen, if there was a link between estrogen and breast cancer, the doctor could be liable. Now, I never gave her the estrogen. I was the one that told her to go off of it, so gave him the records. I was like, fine, that's fine. And I didn't get sued. So after I saw that baloney, I'm like, you know what? I'm not prescribing the estrogen. Okay? I mean, if a woman who I didn't prescribe the estrogen for, a family wanted to sue when she got breast cancer, what do I do with my 1 in 8 women? I mean, you know, if the odds are in our favor to get breast cancer, I can't have all these families say, oh, you gave estrogen some point in her treatment with you, I'm going to sue. So I stopped prescribing the estrogen. It's ridiculous, but there is no way I was going to take that chance. Luckily, in this particular case, I was the one that told her to go off of it for cardiovascular issues, and I was saved from a lawsuit. It's ridiculous, just ridiculous. And, you know, I still see the family. Any other doctor would have kicked them out. But, you know, husband comes in going, Dahlia, I'm sorry. You know, we needed the money. The lawyer said I should do it. I'm fine with it. And honestly, him doing that probably saved me from future lawsuits. So, yeah, I still see them as a patient. But, again, a little more jaded. You know, a little bit more jaded on, you know, human nature and what happens. But I understand, you know, people get cancer, they get mad at the doctor. That's just the way it is. But going to now this estrogen and heart issue, we had talked about the doctor that, you know, tried to disprove it and she ended up dying. What was kind of interesting about that is when I was a medical student, again, this was back in the 90s, I was a little nervous about estrogen in the heart. We had something called Journal Club, where, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, where you bring a journal article and you discuss it and you talk about the techniques and you bring it up to a bunch of doctors and you present it. All right. And I had found something linking estrogen to heart attack. Okay. And of course, most of the, you know, people in the room were male, and that's okay. And they're like, really, really, it protects the heart. Okay. Little girl, you know, go sit back down. Nice article. And I'm like, no, wait a second. I don't care if all these other articles say it helps the heart. This one is saying there's a link to heart attack. This is back in the 90s. I go, shouldn't we raise an eyebrow? You know, if somebody found a correlation, maybe there is one. You know, it's kind of like the weakest link type of thing. You know, the weakest link of the chain. Maybe there's an issue. Well, they blew me off. And then, of course, until 2002, when they realized, yeah, absolutely, there could be some cardiovascular risks. But the one thing that was very interesting in the study with estrogen is estrogen only wasn't the big culprit with breast cancer. It was your Prempro, the estrogen-progesterone combo. Now, who would take the combo? Well, if you have a uterus, you can't take estrogen only. If you take estrogen only without progesterone, you could get endometrial cancer. You need to have opposing hormones to that estrogen, or you just build up lining. So Prempro is taken by anybody that has a uterus. If you don't have a uterus because you had a hysterectomy, then you could take estrogen only. So people with the uterus taking Prempro were the ones at risk. But no, none of the doctors wanted to mess with this, so they said, you know what, let's just be safe, no estrogen. So now with this study coming out, maybe they're like, you know, really, estrogen may be safe. I say, wait, let's get some more data, go from there. Don't go away. We got more medical news coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please, of course, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. I have not been putting as many updates because, like I mentioned, I'm doing morning drive at KDWN radio all week, so I've been a little busy doing multiple hours a day on the radio, but I love it. Great time. It just, if I've been a little remiss, it's because I haven't been able to do as much of my social network and stuff, but I'm sure you guys will forgive me. Remember, if you miss any of the hours of my show and you want to catch them, you could go to my website at Dr. Dahlia. There's an on-demand button. Click that. You can listen 24/7. You can also find a link that will connect you to my archives and my podcast. All right. And 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Feel free to call in any questions, whether I'm on air or off air, and we will get to them the next live show. Now, pretty massive recall for Toyota. Pretty serious one. Apparently, Toyota is recalling more than 681,000 vehicles because of various problems. Now, the recalls include almost 500,000 Tacoma trucks made during 2005 and 2009 model years that need to have their steering wheel spiral cable assemblies replaced. I guess what's happening is there's friction that may occur in some vehicles between the assembly spiral cable and the retainer, and over time cut the connection to the driver's airbag. This is some serious stuff. All right, that could cause an airbag warning light to remain lit after the vehicle is started and for the driver's airbag to be deactivated, preventing the airbag from deploying during a crash. Okay, the automaker is also recalling about 70,500 Camry sedans made during the 2009 model year and about 116 Venza crossovers made in 2009 to 2011 model, all right, to replace their stomp lamp switches. They say for the Camry and the Venza, silicone grease during assembly may lead to increased electrical resistance that can cause a vehicle not to start or the shift lever not to move from the park position. All right. I mean, still an issue, but I'm really worried about the airbags in those Tacomas. So if you do have a Toyota, go to the website. I'm sure they will have information on the recall. Pretty important stuff there. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. So, what's going on? Now, one of the new things on the horizon, kind of interesting, but I'm a little scared by it, is scientists think they have found a way to trick your immune system to accept donor organs. Now, this whole organ donation issue, it's not going to go away. It's a multifaceted problem that we have. Now, none of us ever want to need a new organ. All right. You know, when we hear people needing to get a new kidney or a new liver, I mean, it's frightening. And you could need, some people are like, well, Dahlia, what would cause me, if I do everything right health wise, to require a new organ? Well, I mean, look at Nick Cannon, Mariah Carey's husband, that was in the hospital going into renal failure. He has lupus, the autoimmune condition that's fighting his kidneys. If it destroys one of his kidneys, here's a young guy that may need a new kidney. You can have cancer that goes to the liver, like Steve Jobs. And cancer going to the liver, they do a liver transplant. So, you could be healthy and living a healthy lifestyle. Of course, car accident, too. Trauma could destroy some of these organs. But, you could be living a healthy lifestyle and then something happens, or you just have a shutdown of the organ. So, don't think you're going to be immune to transplants. It's not just, people that have bad genes. Any of us could be at risk for this. But what is the problem we're going to have in the future? Well, one, there's not enough. There's not enough transplants. Two, of course, cost. Is insurance going to cover it? Three, how are they going to ration it? Remember, we've already been hearing from multiple sources that they're changing the way we're going to be getting our organs. It used to be, if you needed a transplant, you would contact the local hospital in your city. You would be put on a list. As soon as they had a donor in that region, they would match it with you. Okay, and then, that would be a match. Now, what they're doing is they really don't want to give a 20-year-old kidney to somebody in their 60s. So they're going to ship that 20-year-old kidney to another 20-year-old across the country. So they're changing the whole way they're doing transplants. Now, going back to today's story, let's say you finally, after waiting on that list for months, possibly years, you get the kidney. It's a match. You go in, you get that kidney, it gets transplanted, and then you reject it. I mean, look at how many things can go wrong in the process. So, I love the fact that scientists are dealing with this, hopefully, on other ends of the whole spectrum, because the last thing you want to do is finally get that kidney and reject it. Now, usually what we do to allow you to accept the kidney, because even if it's a match, it's not 100% match. Remember, everybody has different genetic material. So your body may not like the foreignness of it, and decide to fight it. And if it fights it, then it's not going to be a viable organ, and then it has to be removed. And sometimes you're having a fight between an organ that's been transplanted. It could actually cause you to die. It's a pretty serious reaction, having a transplant reaction. So what they've been doing is giving people immunosuppressive drugs. Well, what they think they've been able to do, and again, I'm not in love with this, but what they have tried is had patients undergo a bone marrow transplant from an unmatched organ donor. Okay? And they think, I'm sorry, the font is really, really small. From what I understand, that they're trying to train your body by suppressing the body's bone marrow with chemotherapy and radiation before transplanting the donor's bone marrow. Then, and this is a bone marrow that may not be a direct match. If your bone marrow is, I guess, I don't want to say, let's call it swamped, okay? Because it now has this non-autologous bone marrow. It's been, it's having heavy chemotherapy. It's suppressed. It may not be strong enough to start producing cells that fight the organ when it gets transplanted. You see what I mean? So what they're trying to do is they're trying to go to the source of where you're making these cells that will fight the transplant by having them deal with the chemotherapy and, them with bone marrow transplant donor. Sorry, guys. Slip. Bone marrow donor. Boy, I can't be switching consonants on air. Does that make sense? So they say the idea here is to try to use donor-derived stem cells to achieve engraftment, a state we call chimerism. Here what we are trying to do is get donor and recipient cells to peacefully coexist in the transplant recipient. Now, again, I'm still a little confused now where the stem cells are going with this, but they say about a month before the transplant surgery, kidney donors must inject themselves with medication several days, force the stem cells and other cells in their bloodstream from which they could be, I'm sorry, I'm reading this here. Okay, well, anyway, let's go. Boy, I'm doing a good job here, right? Swapping consonants, not reading the font. Anyway, manipulating the bone marrow. It's a thought. Maybe it'll work. I think it's still a little risky. We'll see where this goes. I don't like the idea of tricking the body. All right? Trying to trick your body's immune system, I think it can come back to haunt you. But we have a huge problem with more and more people as we age, right, as an aging population, needing transplants. So they better figure out how, if we get that transplant, if we only get one shot at getting an organ, it's going to stick. Now, one thing I'm going to talk about in the next hour are our traumatized war veterans that have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, psychiatric disorders, or even in pain from losing limbs, are probably one of the fastest growing groups becoming addicted to narcotic painkillers. And many of them, are comfortable with the access they have to the VA. Many of them are writing me saying they don't like the access they have. They have to wait too long. But my concern is we're going to start having lack of access to painkilling drugs as we see things happen with this doctor possibly going to jail and many of us doctors overprescribing getting in trouble. So we're going to see what happens with this. Don't go away if you can. Got another hour coming up. But if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. This is Dr. Dahlia.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.